Welcome to Kids of the Kids Are Up, the Simin Kuf Lamed Test, the Halachos of Chanukah Sif Chav. Here the kids are starting talking about the oil that's left over from the menorah, and the wicks as well, should be burnt. Make a little fire with all the leftovers, burn them, because these were set aside for a mitzvah. They shouldn't be used for anything else. It's also to get a hana from them, even if you make a tonight. Oh, if you make a tonight beforehand, that would work. If you mix a tonight beforehand, that whatever is left over from the oil and wicks, I can use for a non-mitzvah. If the fire goes out right after half an hour, you know, he could say, oh, I want to use the rest of the oil for latkes. Unless that's a mitzvah. Next, the Kitzur says that during all 8 nights of Chanukah, we say, in davening and in benching, Al HaNisim. If he forgot before, he says the shame in Hatoyv Shimcho L'chon Al HaDois. He doesn't say Hashem, he says Baruch HaToa, oh, forgot. Then he can go back and just say Al HaNisim, right there. But if he already said Baruch HaToa Hashem, then he finishes Hatoyv Shimcho L'chon Al HaDois, and he doesn't go back. We say Hallel, the complete Hallel, on every one of the 8 days of Chanukah. We don't say Tachnun. We don't say Kelerech HaPayim or Lamen Natzeach. We don't say Tzitkoscha. Every day of Chanukah, we have laning. 3 people get called up for an Aliyah. We say the Korbanos from Parshas Nosei, starting Be'em HaRishon, we say Vahi Bioim Kalois Moshe, with the Koyen. That goes up until Chanukah Samizbeach. Levi gets Vahi Amakrav Bayam Rishon until Meleach Toires. Yisrael gets Parechot until Ben Aminodov. And on the second day, Koyin and Levi, they split the Parsha of Bayam HaSheni. Yisrael gets Bayam HaShlishi. So to every day, the Koyin and the Levi split the laning of that day of Chanukah. And then Yisrael gets the next days. Mr. Brewer says if they read the wrong Nasi, they're still Yotze. On the 8th day of Chanukah, the Kohen and the Levi read Bayom HaShmini, they divide that, and the Yisrael begins Bayom HaTshi and finishes the rest until the end of Parshas Nasai. We also read into Baal Yischa until Kain also is Hamen Noira, which is apropos to Chanukah, Menorah, right? Yeah. Next, the Kitzur says, on Shabbos Chanukah, we take out 2 Sifrei Torah. The first one, we lay in the Parsha of the week of that Shabbos. The second one, we lay in a special maftir for Chanukah of Roni Vesimchi. That the maftir is Roni Vesimchi. If there are 2 Shabbosim, then we are maftir with the menorah of Shlomo Melech from Sefer Melachim. If Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on the week, then we take out 2 Sefer Torah on that day of Chanukah. First Torah, we have 3 aliyahs laning Rosh Chodesh, and then the 4th Sefer, we lay in Chanukah. Because Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, more Tadir than Chanukah. That's why Rosh Chodesh comes first. However, if you accidentally started laning from Chanukah first, even if you didn't start reading yet, but just the Oila already said his bracha, you don't have to stop. You finish that Aliyah, and then you read Rosh Chodesh with the next 3 people. So B'diyeved, Chanukah can't come first. If the first Aliyah was Rosh Chodesh, it was perfect. But they just made a mistake. And the 4th Aliyah also was got a Rosh Chodesh Aliyah instead of a Chanukah Aliyah. Even if you remember right away, as soon as the Oila finishes Bracha, if you only took out 1 Sefer Torah, you don't need to lane more. You don't have to lane a 5th Aliyah for Chanukah. However, if you did take out 2 Sfarim, and then if you just wrap this one up, it'll look bad for the Sefer Torah. It'll make it look like the Sefer Torah is ruined. You don't want people to say that it's puzzle. So you have to lane a 5th Aliyah from with the Chanukah laning, and then Sechat Zekadish after the 5th Aliyah. So it is possible to have 5 Aliyahs on Chanukah. If Rosh Chodesh Teves is Shabbos, then you take out 3 Sifrei Torah. The first one gets 6 Aliyahs from the Parsha of the Week. The second Torah gets the 7th Aliyah for Rosh Chodesh. You start from Uviyam HaShabbos. Then you say Chatzi Kaddish, and then the 3rd Sefer Torah is for Maftir, where you lay in for Chanukah, Roni V'Simchi, even though you have Tadir, V'Sheinu Tadir, which should make it sound like the Haftarah should be for Rosh Chodesh and not for Chanukah, which is less frequent. That's only when you're laning Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh, so which one comes first? But Haftarah, you only have 1 Haftarah. So Chanukah will actually be Doiche Rosh Chodesh, because Chanukah has Persume Nisa. But if not for the Persume Nisa factor, the Haftarah, the 3rd Sefer, would also be for Rosh Chodesh. And finally, the Kitta says that on the 15th day of Shvat, that is Rosh Chodesh for the trees. This determines the age of fruit when it comes to the halachas of agriculture, like maisers. We don't say Tachnun on the 15th of Shvat, and we are noyig on Tu B'Shvat to eat lots and lots of many different types of fruit. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com. Save big money.